even though Rilag Rashi says that he remembered now that he did not do the right thing, because it should have passed like the Chomim, not like Reb Lezer will soon see. But now that he did already, he said, as Kedati v'samech on Reb Lezer, b'shaf atchak, not to be choyza. Rashi says, shaf atchak means, was shnei b'tzoros, was a hungry year-like, and they didn't want to be master the tyrus then. So the question is, Ravinabo, you have a question over here, my liyachash nisker, what does it mean to say, remember liyachash nisker? Learn if you want to tell him liyachash nisker, you have to remember it. The ain't a lot like Reb Lezer, we don't pass like Reb Eliezer. And the Rabbanon, we only passed like the Rabbanon, that what? That this young girl, even though it passed by 3 months, still she has Tumul Mafreya. If so, that's really the Ikra Loch of the Rabbanon. So if so, B'Shas HaTchak, Heichi Yovet Kavosai. So how could Rabbi says like B'Shas HaTchak, Rashi says B'Shnei B'Tzoros, he'll leave it alone and say, listen, since I passed him that she's not Tumul Mafreya, we'll leave it the way it is. If it's Mamash, a wrong suck, he can't leave it alone. Like in the Loch, we don't like the Rabbanon. So if you b'shas atchak, you have to be machmir, and you can't say to be samech on Reb Lezer b'shas atchak. Elo, the pshat must be like this. Elo, d'lo yitma hilchaso, the lochataka was not learned, d'lo yitma hilchaso, loy kamar v'loy kamar. It wasn't really paskin dois, who we paskin like the Reb Lezer or like the Chachamim. It's not clear in the case of the Zialdo that passed by 3 months of not seeing. Therefore, v'chivan sheniskar, after Rebbe realized and remembered, that the lav yochid polaglet, not stam yochid ragas in Reb Lezer, and the rabbin, what's a rabbin that ragas in Reb Lezer? Says, so that should be a reason to pass like the rabbanon. He said like this, the rabbin polaglet, that Omri said, kedai your Reb Lezer nismacholah b'shas atchak. But listen, since I already passed and said that the tyrus hator, what happened from the eighth lace, we'll leave it alone already. Because really the ikat sak was not brought down who we passed like. Only because of the klal of Yochid Rabbim, Yochid Rabbim, Sirius says B'shas HaTchak is given Mekon the way he paskined. Now, Kopom, there was a maestia with Rebbe, that Rebbe paskined first that it should be Tor, even though really it should be Tamil and Mafreya, but he said once he paskined, left it that way. So the question is like this. Iyam with Bishleim Lutruma, if the Machlokes is Bemeis Leis. Even for Truma, then Hainu, Devi Truma, Bimei Rebbe, it was good that there was a case by Truma over there, that the Maisa by Truma, that it was Bimei Rebbe, you don't need to leave the Beis Hamikdash for Truma, and therefore first he passed in that you're allowed to eat it, and the first he passed in that it's okay, and even though later we found that it was wrong, we left it. But then, Li Yamud Lakodish, no Chumra of Meis Leis, is only the Gate to Kachim, not the Gate to Truma at all, if so, Kid Kodosh, be a May Rebbe Mihevi. The Rashi says Rebbe lived after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. So if so, there was no more Kachim then. So if so, how could you tell me now that he felt bad what he did because really should have been at the Chachamim, but should have been Tamil Mafreya? I disowned Tamil Mafreya by Kachim, not by Truma. And be May Rebbe, there was no more Kachim around. So Gemara answers yes. I'll tell you the case talking about the Kedula. Like Ula says in the Gemara in Chagiga, the Yamun Ula says like this. That chavrei mad ken beglila. There are people that keep kosher in Golo, that keep it with Tyrus. In Zachinami b'mei Rebbe, that there were some people there that were noig kochim. So Rashi says like this, chavrei mad ken beglila means chaverim shebegol, the people of chaverim, kosher people living in the Golo, metarim yenil nesochim. They used to make sure they had kosher wine, Torah wine that would be fit to use on the nesochim. They kept the oil very pure. Lemnochis, why? Even though it was after the Churban Abayis, but Shemo Yivna Beis Hamikdash will be mayhem. Maybe the Beis Hamikdash will be built again, the third Beis Hamikdash in their times. So therefore, Liyolam Kachim Evei. Therefore, song about Kachim. I is after the Churban Abayis, but there are some people that still are Metayr, they're Chulin, the Tyrus HaKadosh that should be fit to use for the Beis Hamikdash. That's the case of also Rebbe Yoso. We're talking about the case where he had this food that he was makdashed like the seven sardis should keep his kedusha to be used for the Beis Hamikdash. So therefore, it's like a kachim, and that's why the mafreya, it should have been a tummy. The other more says, if so, Toshima, come on, bring another proof. It says another case that Maisa b'shivchosa shirub Gamliel. Once after a story with the shivcha the maid by Rav Gamliel, she was baking Kikro's breads of Truma. obeying kolachas v'yachas, after every single baking, after every single bread, madicha yod, she would wash off her hands, v'mayim with water, ubeidekis, and she would check herself. Ubeidekis, now v'yachroinat, by the last bread, botko, she checked herself out, umotza tzmei, she found that she was an idiot, she found tzmei, she was tzmei. This was a shifcha kananis, but she has luck like an isha, she has tumas nida. So the case was now, uvoas, she came, fisholah shom gamliel, she asked gamliel, what's halacha? Like she said, she found herself to be tummy now. What's the halacha of all these breads? It says here of truma that she was working with, what's the halacha of all those breads? The yom ha'lo, and he answered back to her and said, kulam tumeis, all of them are tummy. And the chur, now that you're tummy, so the chur meant to say, you're tummy, mishum the din of eis leisha benida. So all the breads you touched the last 24 hours become tummy. All these breads of truma. Omru lois, as she said back to him, Rebbe, v'aloi b'dika hoi salib in kolachas v'yachas. This man made a b'dika in between each bread. And so now I only found myself tummy at the end by the last one. So Omru lois said back to him, Cain, if so, that's the situation, then he tummy, only the last bread is tummy. V'kulam tairis, all the breads before, since you made a b'dika after them, you found yourself to be tahor, so there's no suffix, all the other breads are tahor. Only this last bread is tummy. But our core point of the maestro is katonimius, what we learn over here, katonimius, that kikrel shot truma, that she was baking breads of truma. So l'chur, it's mash m'klil, that you have the din tuma of meis leis, even by truma, not only by kochim. So it's a kashra and rafuna, how could rafuna say it's only by kochim? Here it's mash m'klil, that applies even by truma. So Gemara answers, no, I'll tell you my truma, you know what type of kikrel of truma was over here? I'll tell you it means truma lach me toida. It means that there was a korban toid here, and by korban toid we know you have to bring 40 lechems. Now, four, there are four different types, and from each type you have to take of one to be truma. So some of the truma of the lechem toid of these four breads. So these are the breads that she touched. These are the breads that became tummy. And echnami, regular truma could be, would not become tummy with the din of meis leis. But over here, these were the truma of the lach meitoidah, which has loch of kochim, the kedusha sagufia. Therefore, they become tamid amafrei with din of mi'es li'es. So, Mar asked the question: is that possible? Truma lach meitoidah biafia ma boy. Like we're talking about now, the truma of the lach meitoidah. What are you going to bake them now for? Pashto the locher is that first you bake 40 breads, and then you take off truma, you take off four of them, and give the four to the kohen. But you first bake them, and first later you mafresh them to become truma. And here it's mashma, she was baking them to be truma. So mashma, it was truma in the dough form. Because this lach metoida first becomes lach metoida, the truma after you bake them. And Rashi says, trumas lach metoida, abo chalas, four chalas, midal min, four different types, and you know, four different types shebetoida. Noistam lakoyin, the chsiv, it says, vikri menu echud mikol korban truma. From each one of the different types of bread, you have to give one of them to the kohen. So Morin says, So Morin to say what? That she's baking these lach metoides. The question is, Bafiya ma boy, is it Rashi? Homem chalas boy lo. Lemefa. First you have to bake 40 lechems. For hodu afrushi dal le truma. And then you first set aside four for truma. For ya boyim le mikra truma. These 40 are not called truma. So the Chur Rashi is baking, it's not called truma. And here it says she baked a truma. So Morin says, the Yafrishino Bilishayi. We're talking about over here that she was mafrish the truma of the lach metoida when it was still in the dough form. Trashio Mishani the Yafrishino Bilishayi when it's still in the dough. Liyoylam my truma lach metoida. Yeah, this Bryce is talking, this Maestir of Bishop Chosa Shongwil is talking about she was baking the bread for the lach metoida. Aye, the question is of the Karma, you said, Biafia Maboy. What is it doing now, baking them, l'chura, after you bake them first, later you mafresh the truma? So my answer is, Gagorin, the afresh l'dalid may ha'boyim chalos b'sosim. You took off these four type of lechems, these four breads for truma, when it was still in the dough form. Well, the yachra fiyas kulam. Then after you baked all of them, then shechta toidlem, then you shechta the toida, enechnami. You're not supposed to shech the korban toida until after you baked all 40 lechems. Rav here we're talking about that you took off the truma shabai when it was still in a dough form. And the Mora says, v'chiho, like this case, v'chiho, the yomer av tuviyam, bar av ktina. that lach meitoide shofon. You have this lach meitoide, if you bake them, dalat chalas, you bake them in four breads, is yotza. You talk a yotza. By baking only four breads, the yotza. So the question is, as vavinabo, we have a question, as vavinabo, I vavina na boim. We know you have to have 40 lechems. How can you tell me if you bake only 4 yotza, we know the lach of a korban toides, you have to have 40. So my answer is the mitzvah. That's only a mitzvah, you have to have 40. But mikra din, we know there are 4 different types. So from each type, you could take all the dough of that type, and instead of dividing up into 10 different parts, you could bake it all together. And with the yevet also, you would be yotza. Like Rashi says, shofon dalet chalis. Means eser esroinim shel chometz often kulam bechalachas. All 10 esroinim of flour that you're supposed to make it from chometz, you bake them all together. Instead of making 10 of them, you bake them all together. Now the gimel esroinim ushlish. Now a three and a third esorins shebechalois matzah often bechalachas. They're supposed to be made out of matzah. You made into one bechala. The chen shor kikin, the same thing, the three and the third, you're supposed to use of isaron to make the kikin. You made all in one. And the same thing, the chen shor revucha. Now the fourth type is the revucha type, the scalded in hot water, that also you made all of it in one shot. So first the question, I've been in men, Rashi says, Lemenachas, Yafinim, Bimnachas, Yafinim, Lo, Eperakat Toido, Sal Yotza, Umishani, Lemitzvah, Velikuvalek, and Echnami, Lemitzvah, you're supposed to have all 40. But likuv, it's enough to bake just 4. For the moral question, I've been an afrushe truma minayu. You have to be mafresh truma from them. Rashi says, achas mikol min, one from each min. Dahainu echod meyesa, one of 10. The chivin lekeresa, ech yafresh. The question, if you're baking all together in one shot, like all chometzes, you're baking them in one shot, sakit to take off truma from the chometz. You don't have 1 out of 10, you only have 1 big lechem of chometz. So my answer is, the chitaimo, you want to tell me what? The mafresh prusa mikochad v'chad, that you pulled off a piece from each one. Joshua v'chitaimo, the mafresh prusa mikochala. Mat l'koyim, you pulled off a little piece to give to the koyim from each one of these big lechems. You pulled off a small piece. So the Gemara, no. Echod amur rachmono shloyita prusa. Then if truma is, you have to take, at least b'lach mitad, you have to take one and not a piece. Rashi says, Echod Am Rachmona, Viki Rimenu Echod Mikol Korbin Vadashinu Bemnachas, Shleyito Prusla Trumas Kain, that the piece you give to the Kain cannot be a broken piece, it has to be a complete one. Says, so, if you're baking it all in one shot, in one big lechem, so how do you give 1/10 to the Kain? You have to break off a piece. So, Moran says, V'yaminu, we said, the Afreshinu Belushayu, case over there is, Rashi says, Notal Echod Miesla Truma. You take 1/10 out of this dough and set it aside to be truma. And the left 9/10 left over, that you give to the bailim from every min of them. And then you bake it all, b'chal achas. So it comes out, though, that the truma is set aside first. So the kids, you see, could set aside the truma of the lach mitoido when it's still in the dough form. So Mar says, Ochanam here also, the afreshinu b'lishayu. So again, we have no question really on Rav Huna. There could be this last case here, this Maisesh Chasus Rang Leo, the Truma means, Taka the Truma Belach Meitoidom, and that's why it would be become Tome with the Din of Meis Leis. But regular Truma, maybe will not have the Din Tuma, Meis Leis. The other one says, Torshim are coming here. It says, again, Shuv Maisa, B'Shiv Chasham Leo, happened a second time. A different story, with again the Shiv Chasham Leo. Shuhoi saw Gapo Chav Yushayain. She was covering up barrels of wine. And obeying kolachas v'achas, after she finished covering up, closing, sealing it tight, the barrel of wine, madicha yodesh, she would wash her hands again, b'mayim with water, obeydeka, she would check herself to make sure she did not become an eater, because mistama, these trumas, these barrels are made of truma, so she wanted to make sure not to be matama them, so she checked herself out. Uvachreina, when she got finished with the last barrel, then bodko matzah tzmei, she found herself to become tamei. Turn over, continue on the other side. What happened was again, Ubasa, the Shalom of Gamliel, the Shivcha went to ask Gamliel, what should she do, what's the law? The Yom Alon, he said to him, Kulam Timaeus, all these barrels of wine, I'll tell me, Pasha to deal with Meis Leis, that since you now find yourself to become an Eder, so you tell me back, Meis Leis, and all the battle he thought to last 24 hours, that time night. Omnullah, she said to him, though, but no, you should not check myself in between each barrel. And I was torn. So therefore, I'm only telling with this last barrel. Omnullah, so he said to him, came if so, if that was the case, he to me, only the last barrel was torn. But for Kulam cool tell us, all the other barrels are torn. So it's like this. Ian, let Bishop, if you're going to tell me, Chodid, the Kurdish, Chodid, the true man, he, Hainu, the Hodra of a Shiloh. If you tell me now these two cases, they're both the Chur at the same Shivcha of Rav Gamliel. So if you tell me one case was with Kurdish, and one case was with true man, that's why she had Yester Shiloh twice, even though she Yester Shiloh already once. But maybe that only applies to Kurdish, like I said before, Lach Metaydor. Now it's a Shiloh of Truma, this Yayin Shal Truma. That's why she had Yester Shiloh over again. Ella bought the Yamrit. He defeated the Kurdish in both cases. I'm only talking about Kutchim, and this wine here is talking about Yayin. For the Nesachim, if so, Loma Lo, Lomahadu Lashala, what she have to ask the case over again for? Maisa Shahoya, what she have to ask the case for? Lachur should have known the Psaka already. If they're both talking about Kutchim, so what she have to ask over again? So if so, is this a proof that one case must be talking about Truma, and if so, it's not like a Huna then? Because we hear that the din of Mace Lace is even Matama for Truma. Someone says, no, the case could be here. Maise Shehoye B'Shtei Shvachos Hoye. The case was, there were two different Shvachos, two different maids, it wasn't the same maid. So that's what Taka, both of them had the same type of a case by Kochim. And they both came to Esther Shaila, but they're two different Shailas. That's why both cases could be by Kochim. Now the Gemara says, Lishna, Achri, another Lashon altogether is, that Amri lo Amarafunon miyes liyes shebenidu metama bein lekodesh bein letruma. This listeners know that the din of meis leis is telling both for truma and for kochim. Mimai, what's the proof? Midu lekatonu lo gabi malus, since it doesn't say this by the malus that says the morning chagigam special malus by kochim. Mashman of this din of meis leis is loved after by kochim, it's even by truma also. Oh, malay Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says this. Ivo Tony Tono Lakodish, Ivo Lele Truma, it would learn, the Tana learned so clearly that this Chumra of Meis Leis was only for Kochim and not for Truma. So, it's not like you're saying? Someone says, Kibra Minei, Rav Shmu Bar Rav Yitzchok, like he was Makabal this to Yufta, this question, Rashi said Lach to Yufta, but Rav Nachman for Rav Nachman, the Ukma Lohodik Tony, and he puts on, now that we learned, that Lakodish Avalele Truma, that the smashm over here that the din of Meis Leis is only for Kutchim and not for Truma. Hochikoma, this is what this Tana meant to say. That Bechulin Shenasu Apirus Kodish, that he's telling only regular Chulin, but the person, the owner, kept it, the Tyrus HaKodish. So since the Meis is only Chulin, it goes down one Madregam, and therefore it's only the Chulin Meis Leis applies to Kutchim and not for Truma. Avobot, the Truma Mamish Nogu, but by real Truma, that's according to Lishna, that Yehuda meant to say that the Truma of Meis Leis applies both to Kutchim and to Truma. What type of Truma? Real Truma. The Nechnami, Chulin, that the owner keeps it, Betaira, Sachulin, he only is knowing Betaira. As if it were Truma, but it really is not Truma, he just wants to eat it that way, to be used to be knowing Betaira, then Taira does not have this Chulin of Meis Leis. So the more says like Kibla Minei Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchok that we're talking about there Bechulun Shnatzva Tairos Kodesh, but V'loi Bechulun Shnatzva Tairos Truma. Tonight, but Eichon if it's Shnatzva Tairos Truma, then you don't have the Chumah Meis Liyeis, but regular Truma you have it by. Tonight also we went over the Mishnah Chalom Ner Ladlo Sofik Tuma. If you have a dough Lachura, and a Sofik if the dough became Tami or not, so it's like this Ad Shaloi Gilgalom. If you did not mix up the flour and the water yet, you didn't make gilgul yet, so it's not mechuyev yet in chalom, it's tasa bituma. And Echanami, you're allowed to make the dough now bituma. Rashi says, Merlud mar gastina, Merlud b'isa safetuma. And the dough itself is a suffix, whether the sheretz touched it or not. So, if you didn't make gilgul, you didn't mix it up yet, the flour and the water, make it bituma. But Mishal Gilgulah, if you already mixed up the flour and the water ready, Tasa B'Tayra. Now you have to continue making the rest of the dough, only B'Tayra. So the question is, Ad Shalei Gilgulah Tasa B'Tumah, if you did not make gugu yet, you did not mix up the water yet, to tell him that you have a right to finish it off. But tameyom lechula ninu. Then it is the hezbah. That why? Because before you mix it up with the water, it's not chala, didn't chala yet. Since so, it's only chulin ninu, and therefore umotu ligvam tumah lechulin shabbat Yisrael. That even in Eretz Yisrael, the chulin we have will not be matamurit. Therefore, you're allowed to go ahead and be matamurit. Rashi says, Gilgul of the chulin, Zel Gemar Malach Lechal, this is the Gemar Malach of Chal of the Gilgul. So Tasa Betumah, means in Yotzi, if it's men of the yard, if you want to, you'll have to be matamurit. The Seif Rashi says, Chal is Sofik, it's only a Chal is Sofikim. For the Turk, you know that you can't eat it. So therefore, if you want to, you can do it Betumah. But let's say you already made Gilgul already, then Tasa Betumah is the Kilim Turim. V'yal yitam v'yad, not be matam with your hands. V'yafal pi the save, chalos asurim. But also l'tam v'yad, hoyv v'nigmim malachta l'chala. Since it's already nigmim malachta l'chala, also nigmim l'tumi. Now it'll be a goyim tumi to it. V'adayis, if the person of v'nin nasat l'chem, v'nin nasat l'chos mishmeres trum oisai, v'dashim l'vchoyis, shtei trumas b'mashmo. Toru t'luyav yom akroi, shomeni, you're supposed to watch it. The kids, so once you made a gugel here already, once you made it into a form of a dough, now like it's mechuyev, it has within chalor on it, so now it's sofik and it's tamei, so it's only a sofik. Therefore, we're not going to be metamorous further, because there's a mitzvah shmira to watch even sofik dika chalor. So again, the kids again, look, this is the Mishnah and chalor, it says again, it's not awesome. That no one knows sofik tumor, if it came out that this dough has a sofik tumor, and it's tough with a sheriff's test to charge him or Gilgul or if before you make Gilgul, before you mixed up the water, then Tasa B'Tumah, it has not been Chala yet, it's Mamash Chumim, so therefore you're allowed to be Matamarit now. But Misha Gilgul, once you make Gilgul, you finish off the matzah of the dough, and now it's fit to have Chala taken from it, it's Tasa B'Tumah. And the Hezbollah is actually Gilgul or Tasa B'Tumah Chumim, the same regular Chumim, or Mutta Ligvan Tumah Chumim Shabbat Yisrael. But Misha Gugul, once you made into a dough or form of dough, then Tasa will have to make it a tyro. Why? Because Chulin has full mechala kichala dami. That once you made a good dough out of it, so now even though you didn't take off chala yet, but the mice it's omit for chala to be taken off. That's called Chulin has full mechala. Chulin, that's tevil, means it's fit to be taken off chala from it. It has right now the lech of chala. And therefore, the also ligrim tumma lechala, and now it'll be going tumma to chala, even though the chala is already suffered tumma, but since it's only a suffered tumma, there's still a mitzvah shmira to watch it further, should not become vadai tumma. Tony, we learned, the chalosa tluya, loyachlin b'loy sofim. This halacha, that the chalosa tluya, Rashi's kishosa b'tayra, b'shem sofim, hamelu lo rishin. Alright, we'll stop here. Continue on to the next tape.